Everybody, happy new week. I hope you are doing amazing. 9 a.m. Monday morning, and I have got a birthday girl here next to me, Claire White. As you can see there behind her, show us your real book. Claire, do you have a copy over there? Beautiful, there it
Sure
is,
do.
freshly hot off the press. Who is in charge, my brain or me or my wife? Navigating life, Parkinson's. Claire and Errol is there in the background, having a listening of this interview. But congratulations, Claire, you've been in our community
Thank
now about 18 months, and we've caught up, we've met in real life. I think we ended up on TV in January
We were.
accidentally during a lunch, lunchtime authors and
Not
Channel
accidentally.
9.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, because I didn't even realize that that was
Oh,
going
you didn't
to
know. I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. So congratulations for all of
Thank
the,
you.
I guess, buzz that's being created around your book. I'm gonna do an official introduction of who you are, and then we're gonna get stuck into the conversation about your book. So guys, Claire White is a specialist nurse, sailor, public speaker, and the author of Who's in Charge, My Brain or Me. She is the first mate. She was actually. They just recently sold over 180-ton mini ship and wife of Captain Errol, who was diagnosed in 2002 with Parkinson's disease over 21 years ago. That is probably about 20, oh, actually 23 years now. Having lived a unique lifestyle on the water for almost 30 years, Claire is passionate about raising awareness and funds for research and a cure. Helping others better understand their individual concerns inspires Claire. The extraordinary personal story of living with Parkinson's abroad demonstrates the life, the joy in living the dream life of adventure with compassion, empathy, and hope. Her expertise is invaluable, and her cheerful, open, and grateful heart is evident in everything she does, despite facing a reverse sea change and becoming land-based recently. Claire remains dedicated, motivated, enthusiastic, and passionate about making a difference in the world, starting at home. Beautiful, awesome. Congratulations. And I know you're a very enthusiastic person. So we're gonna keep you contained in this 30-minute interview. So tell me the story, because I know the story, but the people that are listening to this interview don't. How did this book come about?
Well, my husband had been having a recurrent dream for many, many years, and I'd forgotten about that until after his brain surgery. And Errol, can you please shut the front door? There's a whippersnapper cutting our grass. It's not quite hot enough up here at the moment to have the air con on, so it'll be going on soon. So he had his brain surgery, woke up after that and said, "Guess what? I finished the book." And I didn't realize he meant the book that he'd been writing in his sleep and that he'd finished another chapter. But I thought that they'd actually caused brain damage and he didn't know that he had only woken up from anesthetic. But so yes, he said, "Guess what? I've finished the book." And so after reassuring him he'd only had an anesthetic that he hadn't been reading, he said, no, that book I've been writing all these years in my sleep." And he said he'd either been writing a test or an essay or a chapter of a book. And but he didn't know what it was about. But the next morning in the ward, after leaving intensive care, he said, "Guess what? I've got a name for the book. It's going to be called Who's in Charge, My Brain or Me? And you'll be writing it," is what he said to me. So it was actually Stuart, your hubby, that came up with the clever tagline, or my wife. A lot of people get a good laugh out of that. Yeah, it is a good tagline. So a book about, so I sort of incorporated the ideas of using our cruising life, nursing stories, boat stories, Parkinson's, all those things to help others and keep it interesting. So it's a little bit of a memoir as well as it could be a self-help book even.
So let's talk about it, because there are really three big aspects I feel there are in your book, and we want to give people, I guess, an insight as to what they would get from it. And I know there's beautiful, you're so visual as well. You've included so many wonderful images. And tomorrow, guys, sneakily, I'll let you know that Claire is launching on Amazon the ebook version, which is actually a great companion to the physical version, because in the ebook version, the photos will be in color, whereas in the physical, they're in black and white. And if you have, oh, there goes the back. Doesn't matter.
Show me
The
on the
backdrop.
curtain. I should have pinned
That's
it.
it. It's
It's
more
been
of a
moving around
fiction,
a lot
right?
lately.
Yeah, right. So there are three big aspects, as I was saying. There is the personal development aspect of how does someone manage and how do you grow from such a life, that you are navigating Parkinson's with your partner. Secondly, it is the Parkinson's aspect. How do you support family members or your partner or yourself, self-care and all that? And the third aspect is also back to your sea-based life. Now you're land-based and all that sort of stuff. So let's which one do you want to start with? Pick which one do you think we should talk about first?
Wherever we are, it's making the most of our situation, or not making it a situation, but making the most of it. So wherever we are, if you have love in your heart and you're sharing it, the world can still be a beautiful place. We thought we would never adjust to being on land. We didn't like the idea. We thought we'd just like die on the boat one day, but it was really impractical because of balance issues. And when Errol broke his hip, that was the catalyst for moving off. Even though we moved back on, it was a hard job getting him off. But once we got this place and got it sort of settled, we're pretty right now. So yes, to answer you with how do you do it? Well, you just take one step at a time, baby steps, and do what you have to do to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, okay, so 30, let me, I guess, rewind the clock back to 30 years you guys lived on the boat or the ship, it's not just a boat, right? How was that? So the first 9 years, he didn't have the Parkinson's, and then the subsequent 21 years he did. Tell us a little bit about that kind of lifestyle, and how did your lifestyle change when he got diagnosed?
Okay, so in retrospect, he probably had Parkinson's long before being diagnosed, just we didn't know it. And we were in denial for many, many years, even after diagnosis. Sometimes we think we're still in denial now. But we lived a fantastic life, like boaties and those who love the sea will understand. We just loved the life. You love watching the sunrise in the morning, everything throughout the day. I mean, you have your job lists and you have things that go wrong, like that's happens anywhere, but most of the time it was wonderful, and you meet like-minded people. Not that it's so much about the people, it was about going places and exploring in the adventure side. We loved climbing up waterfalls, and then later on, Errol's stumbling became a bit of an issue, and so he would decide not to go, or he'd have a headache, so he'd decide not to go. But we had a life full on fishing, fishing, fishing. We ate a lot of omega-3, which is really good brain food. And we certainly dosed ourselves on living life. So I call it the dose. That's the feel good hormones, the doxycycline, the DOSE, doxycycline, the oxytocin, the serotonins, and the endorphins. Well, we had those flowing every day. And sunsets as well, and then we'd watch satellites, we'd watch the stars, we'd do a little bit of celestial navigation. We'd sometimes move around in the night. We'd go up and down the Queensland coast in 11 days to get to Darwin, and then slip across the Gulf, Joseph Bonaparte Gulf, to get to northwestern Australia. And we had about 20 years of exploring the Kimberley, which is like God's own country. Helicopter outside now. Must be all happening around here today.
No worries. Zoom actually blocks it all out. There is
Yeah,
a
oh, good.
noise cancelling feature to it, so I cannot hear anything. No
Good,
whippersnippers
good.
or help. You just concentrate on what we're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful. So that's amazing. What are some? Did you go international anywhere with the ship, or did you
Yes.
kind of
Oh,
stay?
yes. Yes. We used to travel. We did the Darwin to Ambon yacht race, and well, I did it before meeting Errol on yachts. And Errol's boat was a power boat, but he had done sailing beforehand, so he was sort of an accepted stink boater, or that's what yachties will call people with a power boat. It's a stink boat because it makes a smell from the diesel burning instead of using the wind as your energy. So we did, well, I did Darwin Ambon yacht races, and then when I met Errol, that was just after or just before a Darwin to Ambon yacht race, but I was on another yacht, so we met after the race as well. And that race was to Indonesia, but my very first international yacht race was across the Coral Sea to Papua New Guinea, Port Moresby. And that got me hooked, being on the winning yacht with 12 crew, the whole dynamics of the crew, sing songs at nighttime, happy hour. I just thought, wow, this is great. I could do some more of this. So then I lined up to do the annual yacht race to go to Darwin, from Darwin to Ambon in Indonesia. And we did
Yes.
numerous amounts of cruising on different islands on our way back. There are 17,000 islands alone in Indonesia. So yeah, it's a fascinating place to explore. And then Indonesia had some troubles with Muslims and Christians not getting on for a while. So the whole town of Amahusu and Ambon were deemed not safe to go to anymore. So that's when we started exploring the Kimberleys a lot more, not just between the yacht races. And in between those, I'd do some nursing shifts to keep my hand in and keep my finger on the pulse. And I loved going back to Darwin and doing that slotting in anywhere. And you do the night shift, the night shift first to get your foot in the door, and you do whatever shifts they ask you to do because and you learn if someone rings you with a problem and you can help them out and they're really desperate, then they're likely to ring you next time if you've said yes. So if you make yourself available and help others, it just comes back. What goes around comes around is what I'm probably trying to say. So so we did Darwin Ambon yacht races, and from there went to the Kimberleys, and then the races began again. So we decided we needed a bottom job, or the under antifoul needed rechanging. Were we going to come south to Brisbane or Gold Coast, or would we go north? And so we went north back up to Indonesia, and then our exploring began again. We got home just before COVID, so we had 4 years up there, Malaysia, Thailand, just absolutely loved it. And it was a great finale for us, really, not knowing what was in store, because none of us know what's the future holds for us. We can map it out a little bit, and but we just don't know what's going to what we will be perhaps be confronted with and the big plan. We just got home before COVID, and then things changed, and now we're living in a house and we've got a little garden, and we've just come back from Tamworth, yee-haw, in the motor home. And I took books down there and did lots of promos, and the guys on the stage and the bands, I just check with the manager of the establishment first, and then speak to someone in the band, tell them a little bit about the book, and they often would say, like Mike Dennett, he said, "Oh, my dad had Parkinson's. Sure, I will promote your book." So he'd stand up there and say, "Stand up, Claire. Where are you? Up the back. Stand up," and I'd hold the book up, and people would just come to me to buy it. So that's a great way of sales. So I haven't really had the official launch. I had the soft launch with you that day at the surf club, and what I went to have one here, but because it's a product, you have to go through the proper lines in your own community. You can't just go on the back of a social club event. So there'll be
Absolutely.
lots more launches and ticketed
Well, you're
events.
always moving around, Claire. You're
Oh
always
yeah.
moving around. And as you move around, and that's the best way, where there are people, there are opportunities, and you'll be able to, be moving a lot of those books. So talk to us. What will people get from
Always
reading
have
your
them in
book?
my
What
bag.
do
For
you
yesterday, had them in my bag.
Amazing. Amazing. So what will people get from reading your book? Can you give them a little
Well, I
synopsis?
think I'm pretty sure they'll get hope. It's not a humorous kind of book. There's a little bit of comedy in it, I suppose, even on the front there. But I think they'll get hope and help, and maybe some guidance with. I don't call my like I'm, I don't profess to be a doctor, but I think for anyone with Parkinson's, or anyone looking after someone with Parkinson's, or anyone that has a hope or a dream, which is most of us. Like most of us want to do things in our lives, how to actually make it happen. Like, how did I become an international yacht race sailor? And you do what you have to do. So you save the money, you learn the mini steps, one, two, three, four, five, and then towards that goal. And the same for writing a book. You follow a program like yours, which is excellent, can't help but promote you as well and say how fantastic it's been to work with you guys. All of you have been so helpful, because I'm not very techie. Even now, I stress about, like, sometimes getting on the Zoom call and want to make sure that it's all, running okay, and my phone's not connected to the laptop properly, so it's a separate messenger. Little things still need tidying up, but hey, that's life and nothing's perfect. So that's what makes life
I love
beautiful
how you keep
sometimes.
moving forward, though. I love how you move, keep moving forward. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, let's jump in, say yes, then work out
Yes,
how. And the same
that's
thing with your
right.
promotion. With your promotions, I mean, you've been carrying your little laminated book cover for, since day one, you know, because it took a while, though. It took about 12 months for it all to come through because it's quite a big book, and you've got your little promotional signs, and you're like, kind of
And
even
these were in
doing.
Tamworth. Yeah. These were up in the reception office in Tamworth at the harness club where we checked in. The woman there was actually selling them for me. She's so wonderful, Leanne.
It's really wonderful how you just like, you're not like a lot of people can be shy. Oh, I don't want to ask people to buy the book, or like, oh, I don't want to be so self-promoting and all that kind of stuff. But I love that about you, that you shouted from the rooftops, you're loud and proud of this journey and what you've put in there. I mean, it took, as I said, about 12 months to pull it all together. How many photos are in there? A couple of
I
hundred?
think there's 108. Well, I was going to stop at 108 actually, because that's a nice number, especially in yoga.
Yes.
But I think I went over 108. So I think there's about close. I must recount them. I think there's 125.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so
Wow.
in colour, it's going to be amazing. But yeah, it
It's
was
gonna
a
look amazing.
prohibitive for me to put them out in colour when my purpose is to raise funds for Parkinson's. So I put that extra money in towards, and people these days a lot read the e-versions and. Yeah. So
Absolutely. And I think it's good
yeah,
to have
but
both. If you're traveling, you can read on your device, and if you're at home, you can physically hold it.
yeah, I think like Jacinta Dumas, who's written Trust Your Gut, like she said, trust your gut on it. And if you know that you've got something that will help someone else, then you're actually doing them an injustice, like you say, like I've heard you say, by holding back. And so you need to get your story out and help others. And confidence is the best way to, like, I have always been confident, but I've really got my confidence now. And sometimes, yeah, sure, you get nerves before different events, and then you think, hey, hang on, just think of them all as being friends or family, and that this will really help. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the intentions? What are the next 6 months looking like in your life with
Well.
what you're doing?
Well, since we've got back from Tamworth, it's been like full on with angiogram, brain scan for Errol. Everything's okay. He's got a heart and a brain. We've worked that out, and I've got to have a little skin lesion removed. So you've got to look after yourself as well. So yeah, I'm having a little skin cancer taken off this afternoon. I've got a ukulele girls coming to have a sing song, and so that's my own little birthday party. And then it's full on with meetings and launches and setting up other business opportunities. So tomorrow we go to
Beautiful.
Brisbane for a full day with JT Fox. He's a branding specialist out from the States. He interviews celebrities, and then we get to interview celebrities. I do a speaking with Kaylee Chu during the week, evening session still, and that's to keep my confidence levels up and allow me to also express myself and to be able to speak on stage, on the big stage, which I've spoken a number of times, but I do aspire to speaking even more on the
Yeah,
big stage
that's
and
one thing I've
getting.
noticed about you. You invest in yourself, and you go and learn from the mentors, and then you go out there and implement. And you're just, you're doing implementation, learning, and all of the things, managing obviously yourselves and your health and all that kind of stuff. Which is, so how do you do it all? Like, you
I know
seem to be
sometimes,
everywhere.
well, my husband would say, you're setting yourself up for burnout. And, all these late nights, because my quiet time and the time when I feel I can catch up and just catch up with other friends and see what they've been doing, not just Facebook, but I mean writing little messages, is at night time when he's already asleep. So yeah, I've had a few late nights, but last night actually went to bed at 9:30, and my high performance coach, who's through Brendon Burchard, she has always said, yes, follow that, get to bed earlier. That's been a big thing for me, is to get adequate sleep. I can survive on 3.5 to 4 hours, but I know that after 3 or 4 nights of that, I need an early night. So last night I went to bed at 9:30. I woke up super early, like 5 hours later, and thought, wow, I've had a good sleep. And then thought, hang on, it's only. I walked around the back garden and then thought, go back to bed, go back to bed. So I did.
Well, you know, up in Queensland, usually when I go up and stay at my house there, I'm always in bed by 9 because it's already dark. It's
Really?
dark for 2 hours. Like in Melbourne, 9 o'clock is still daylight, right? Beautiful. So tell me, families or those that have Parkinson's, what would they get from that aspect? Because it's such varying, I think, it's so rich in so many different aspects, your book. What about from the Parkinson's perspective?
Okay,
What
so
will patients learn from?
well, everybody that gets Parkinson's has it in a different version because we're all individuals. So not everybody gets the shakes, you know, the
Yep.
tremors.
Yes.
Not most people get slowness and stiffness. Errol's very fortunate, hasn't had the shakes, but for people who have the shakes, they want to know, how can I get rid of this? For people who have excessive salivation, they want to know the best ways of preventing that. And
Yes.
I just learned the other day, or fairly recently, that pineapple juice is really good for drying our secretions. I'll tell you what else is going on stage when you're a bit nervous. Your mouth dries right out, doesn't it? When you first do that,
Absolutely.
have a drink, have a drink.
So become a
So,
speaker if that's a
yeah, so everybody's an individual, and what's good for one person may not be good for another, but we've always been proactive, and that's a big thing. And I'm writing that in the front of books now, when I write my little message in the front, is to stay strong and be proactive and, you know, live your best life as well as you can, because everybody's, there are different constraints for different people, and there are. You either look at it as a constraint or look at it as something you have to learn to live with it to your best ability, best of your ability. So we've been really fortunate, I think, with the hand we've been dealt. Errol says he doesn't feel that lucky, like Michael J. Fox says he's the lucky man because he's learned so much, but he would rather live without it, of course. But if you make a comparison, there's a lot worse that we could be, it's worse situation that we could be in. So we're very fortunate.
What do you think it has taught you, or what are some blessings? You know, sometimes you will look in hindsight and you go, that was a horrible thing that happened in my life, or that has happened, but I wouldn't be the person I've become today. Is there something that
Exactly.
I
Well,
think
we,
you?
yeah, you can think about all of our adversities and think strength does come through adversity. It really does. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, you know, being in the valleys and the deepest, darkest times in your life makes you appreciate, oh my God, look, I remember how it was back then. And you hardly can remember because life is so good now, you know. So, and that can be with your finances if you have that abundance mentality and the gratitude. You just have to be grateful for five things. If you could find one thing to be grateful for, if you're really, really down in the dumps, one thing might be just that you're breathing today, or that you actually can open your eyes and see. But we take so much for granted. So yeah, I think going forward, helping others with Parkinson's, helping ourselves, having a right mental attitude is everything. Attitude really is everything. And certainly getting coached by others who can help us when we don't have all the answers, because none of us do. We're always learning. You know, they say you're either growing or you're rotting.
Growing are ripe or rotting.
So yeah, and there's we're
Excellent.
always learning. Every day we learn something new.
I love that. All right, so let's move on to the last few minutes talking a little bit about how was the process. You already mentioned, I mean, you took a little bit longer than say 3 to 4 months, as we would say with people, but as I said, we said there's a lot of images. There was a lot of things you were moving from the sea to the land and all that kind of stuff. But overall, how did you find the program and the support and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, I did have a lot on at the time. I had Errol just recovering from his hip surgery with Parkinson's, which threw us into a bit of a spin. I had packing up the boat by myself, which was a massive, and finding somewhere to live. But those things seem insignificant now. Things fall into place when you allow them to. The process itself, I had the book written pretty quickly through going to your retreat. I smashed it out pretty quickly, and then I tweaked it, and then I sat on it for 7 months. Now, in retrospect, when I do my next book, I will not be sitting on it for 7 months, and I'll just revisited it and reread, and you know, improved this and changed that around, and then I get it back from the editor, and I'd find something there, and I think, oh no, I have to read the whole thing in case there's another sentence that's repeated. So I'd made a lot more work for myself, and it wasn't that I'm a perfectionist. It's just I took a bit much time, but anyway,
But you learn
time.
from your first one. I always
Ah.
find people are a lot more less willing to let go and move on, because that
Yes.
you can fix things. Even if you find them now after the fact, we can fix, re-upload, and that's it. There's nothing scary there, right?
Yeah,
But a lot of
true.
the time, your first one is really hard to let go of. That's been my experience. I've been doing this for 10 years. But the second ones and third ones are boom, 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 boom. I'm even sending a book into editing, my daughter. I helped her pull it together, and it's like literally only taken 7 to 10 days because it's just you when
Fantastic.
you know the process, Claire, you're going to be so much faster. I love it. Awesome. So where can people buy books? So tomorrow, guys, so today's Claire's birthday, and tomorrow the actual ebook version will be launching on Amazon for $3.99, only for just 24 hours because it's so rich with images. That's why that's the best promotional price we could put on it. And then, so grab a copy then, or
Thank you.
alongside it, of course, having the physical. And I don't know, I love physical books. I'm going to share Claire's website. So, Claire, do you want to just say it out what
Sure,
it is? And I can
it's
link in.
clairewhitespeaker.com. And I
Beautiful.
do have a QR code. Oh, I've
Beautiful.
gone there.
No,
Oh no,
I'm
there
just
we go.
sharing screens. I'm just
Yep.
sharing your
Yeah,
website.
that's it.
Claire, spelt
Looks
normal,
like.
white, spelt normal, speaker,
Yes.
spelt normal.
Claire with
Yeah.
everything, the AIRE, the French version, even
Yeah,
though I have
beautiful. So
Irish
Claire,
roots.
clairewhitespeaker.com. There's the book.
.com.
There's some beautiful pictures. As you can see, photos of Claire. She loves wearing colorful stuff and
Actually, that was a
always
funeral
has.
outfit, that really bright one. This one on the back of my book
Yeah.
was Auntie Lola's funeral. She wanted us all to dress brightly, so it wasn't hard for me to do. But I think I look at the photo now and I think there's butterflies on her coffin and there's butterflies in life, and she taught us a lot. So you can attach memories to everything, and it makes life special when we're able to have that ability, I think, and splash a bit of color around with gratitude, of course.
Yeah, I
Yes.
love it. So if you can see anything from those couple of photos, there's lots of. I think the book would be also quite entertaining and insightful to like hear everything. I mean, we've only gotten a tiny little snippet of what Claire's life has been like,
A
seen
lot of people
worldwide.
have
Yeah, go ahead.
influenced me and inspired me. And although I can't mention a lot of people's names, there are a huge number of people who have influenced, as do all our lives, aren't they? Like, you're influenced by the
Absolutely.
people that teach you,
Yeah.
the people you spend your time with, the books you read, all of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, grab a
Absolutely.
coffee.
Well,
And I would love to have a
I.
coffee with you, or anybody that's read my book afterwards. Please send me a comment when you've read the book. I think once you get into it, you'll think, oh yeah, there's quite a lot more. It's not just about Parkinson's. It's not just about nursing. It's
Oh.
not just about life. There's a bit of death in there as well. So life and death, they go
Yeah.
together. I'm a palliative care nurse as well. Not that I'm doing that at the moment, and a midwife. So I think it keeps you balanced, and doing accident
Yeah.
emergency in between, which was my main love. It's just, I think it gives you a great ability to see what's going on with the public, ways of, I shouldn't say dealing with people, but handling people in distress when they're the most vulnerable, teaches us a
Yeah.
lot. So I take
Yeah.
my hat off to all emergency workers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a colorful life. I really enjoy talking to you every time we sit down. There's like you take me in all sorts of directions of the things you've done, and you've just crammed in so much. Which often I get told that people see me here, they're everywhere doing stuff, and I can relate to that. So, but you've really made the most of it, and that's what I'm really inspired by from
Thank you
you
to Ultimate
and.
48-Hour Author. You guys have helped no end. I have to give you an extra promo there. So if you want
That's
to smash
okay.
out your book,
Yeah.
see Natasha
We're
Denman.
appreciated. And I guess the main lesson, it's like focus, on gratitude because it keeps you away from fear. Have that faith. And I wish you and Errol health and long lives, navigating everything that comes its way, good and challenging, that's guaranteed, right? And I can't wait to have the next lunch with you when I'm up on the Gold Coast. That's where Claire is located, you guys, in case you're curious. Good luck tomorrow. Have a happy birthday today. Celebrate. I have no doubt you will. But tomorrow, good luck on your Amazon launch.
It's Valentine's
I'm
Day.
sorry.
The launch is on Valentine's Day, actually, the
Oh, it's on
14th.
Valentine's. Oh, sorry.
Which
14.
the book is
Okay.
dedicated to Errol's mum, and her birthday was Valentine's Day. So it was the perfect date when they gave me three
Oh,
options.
beautiful. Okay, so we're Wednesday. Sorry. Most people are Tuesdays. That's why I got confused.
No,
All right.
that's
So Wednesday,
they gave me Wednesday.
Valentine's Day. Easy to remember. You'll see me, guys, anyway, shouted out from the rooftops in all of our groups and everywhere. And I'm sure Claire will be shouting it out, so you won't miss it. Awesome. Thank you, Claire. Have a
Oh, thank you
wonderful
too.
rest of the day.
Thank you.
And guys out there, go and smash it out for the rest of this week. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.